Super Gamecast 64, episode 89. Today on the show, it's E3 Quickfire. All the things you want to know about E3, plus some jokes. Also, a return from the Review Robot 2K12 3000. A few games we've been playing. It's going to be so crazy. Let's hit that DJ.
D? The H?
Shit.
DJ. Oh, you're so close.
It's a video game show. It's also a comedy show. It's Super Gamecast 64. I'm your host, Matt. With me, as always,
it's me, Kevin.
This is so bizarre. I'm Tyler.
Yeah, it's a video game show. It's also a comedy show. If you don't laugh, you're a sociopath. Super Gamecast 64. Look, E3 is one of the biggest, if not the biggest, video game conventions in all of history.
It's E3?
Yeah, E3. It's short for the Electronic Entertainment Expo.
It's not EEE.
I always thought it was EEE.
Oh, no, it's E3. Technically, it is EEE, but they just call it E3. It takes place in Los Angeles, and all the big video game guys come together to talk about it. Look, there's so much news in this, guys, that we're just going to... It's quickfire
E3. A lot of it's probably news you've heard already as well.
To kind of lean off that fact, we know a lot of people say the same news. Super Gamecast 64 is the only show where, for every piece of news, you're going to get an equally important piece of gag. It's going to be a good joke. So maybe you don't like video games that much. Maybe you don't care about EA.
I think in that context, it's probably better to use a synonym of the word gag, because
you're not going
to saying that you get a gag with each piece of news is a little bit like, oh, you get a nice beefy chunk of news that goes down, then you gag on it.
No, you're going to have the news or the announcement, and then you're going to maybe have a chuckle. Maybe you won't. Who knows?
Or a choke.
Before that,
a chortle, even.
We teased it, guys. We had Review Robot 2K12 3000 needs to come back. So, Tyler, if you can smack him real quick and restart him.
Oh, sorry. That was really loud. I did not expect that.
Yeah, he didn't.
Hello, Review Robot 2K12 3000.
Hello.
I don't know. You need to be quiet, because on this episode, you're just here for utility. We have a new review. It's a lie. It's not a new review. This one was from back in April, but we've been very busy, and we missed it. I want to give my sincerest thanks to Emozord, who gave us this review back in April. Review Robot, you know your place in this world. You take it away.
I came across this podcast and felt really comfortable almost immediately. This reminds me of how I used to discuss games around the lunch table or at a Boy Scout meeting. I always think there could be more celebrity guest stars. If they could get Chance the Rapper, they could top the tops. Thank you, good boys.
All right, first off, Chance the Rapper's way out of our pay grade. I know Chance, and he's rapped a few times for me. But one time I was like, hey, can you come rap on the show? And he was like, who are you? Get out of my house.
You know, I have a friend who works at the mall during holidays. He does gift preparing for people. His name is Chance. So we could get him to come in here. Technically, he is a rapper.
Of gifts.
Right, but he's not Chance. He is Chance the Rapper, because that's all he does. He doesn't work any other time.
J. Cole went plat with no features. I don't even know what that really means, because I know what it means. I don't listen to J. Cole. But guys, thank you for the review. The review was great. Emozord, guess what, dude? Because all these other people, they don't appreciate us like you do. If you're hearing this and you're still listening to us, please send us an email at sgc64mail@gmail.com. You'll have your choice of either a PC game code or an Xbox One game. We have a few.
This just in, I also got another PC game code for Rocket League that I'm willing to give away.
So here's the thing now, guys. It's called bribery. Give us a 5-star review and you'll get a copy of a game until we run out. Or Audible thing is still a thing, but specifically to Emozord, please reach out, sgc64mail@gmail.com.
But at this point, we're kind of like raccoons sitting on our trash pile. We have so many games that are just building up, and we don't have any to give away.
Seriously, so. You, we love you too.
You say trash pile like it's a bad thing.
No, these games are all good.
And raccoons love trash. Like, to a raccoon, trash is amazing.
You call me a raccoon?
Yeah.
One man's trashy, shitty games are another man's trashy, shitty treasure. So, not that any of, honestly.
Just rinse it up. Brush it off.
Is it something I can have?
Yes.
I want it.
There it is.
Emozord, once again. Please email us, sgc64mail@gmail.com.
Or hit us up on Twitter.
Yeah, hit us up on Twitter. Please show us that it's you. I don't care. We'll get you a free game. Anyways, guys, speaking of games, before we get into this E3 quickfire, there's a few games. We're talking about them pretty briefly. Real quick. There's a game that came out last year on PC, 2 years ago on PC, last year on PS4, just released for Xbox One. It's called Kolot. It is a horror game where you walk around in the snowy mountains based off the... Hold on, let me do this. It's Dyatlov Pass.
It's actually Dyatlov.
Dyatlov Pass incident. I was calling it Dyatlov for a fat minute until I realized I was wrong. Long story short, this is real life. Russian college kids... nine of them were trying to get third grade hunting? Or
No. They were on a cross-country skiing expedition
through the
Kolotsiakl Mountains, which is now called Dyatlov Pass, where they died. Spoiler alert.
not for the game, for real life. These guys did not have a good time.
They died under mysterious circumstances. It's one of the more like modern mysteries of nature.
It's a mix of urban legend and unsolved mystery.
Yeah, because there's a lot of speculation surrounding their deaths. They were found in the pass in various weird places. Their tent was cut open from the inside. A couple of them were missing tongues and eyes and naked in the middle of
found multiple
sub-zero
miles away.
Temperatures.
Yeah.
Crawling back towards the tent. They found two of them 4 miles away, buried under like 3 meters of snow, and they had traumatic brain injuries, but no incidents of actual impact on their bodies.
And that's the whole backdrop to this Kolot game. And if that sounded exciting, guess what? Turn down your excitement, because Kolot is essentially walking through 3 layers of snow. Here's what I said in my review for a 90s kid, is that you truly feel lost, like you do, like the students must have. It is both its greatest strength and biggest weakness, because... I was interested in the story. I wanted to see where it was going, but I didn't want to play it. Like, that's the biggest problem with Kolot, is having to walk around and collect the notes, because it's hard to navigate. The waypoints and all the pathfinding is really... you don't feel like you know where you're ever going, so as you play, you just stumble. You don't discover, and that was my
There's issue. Not a ton of direction, like Matt said, but there's a little bit of game design that leads you in the right direction in a lot of cases, but... for me, I played it for a little bit and got to a point where, you know, I was walking down this path that was very obviously set out for me, and I fell through the earth at some point, and everything went white, and there was a narration by Sean Bean, of all people.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, everything was white, and it wouldn't be unwhite, and I couldn't get the game to progress, so I turned it.
Yeah, there's like a campfire you're supposed to find on the ground, but it's kind of hard to find. That's the whole entire idea of the game. Sean Bean never dies. It's the one acting role he has where he doesn't die, because you never see his face, because Sean Bean only exists in that game as about 10 lines of dialogue. Everything else is fully voiced, but they're all journal entries and stuff. Tyler, what's up?
I just wanted to know that if you look at him, does he get you?
Oh, here's the thing. I got caught once by the monster. I collected every collectible in this game, got 100% completion. I only got caught by the monster once, and what it was is I looked at it, and I was like, is that supposed to be the monster? Ran right at it, it killed me, and I went, haha, and then just continued and never saw him ever again. So the game doesn't really have a whole lot to be scared about. It's just kind of boring. Don't buy it, is what I say. If you like the style of it, wait for it to be like $5 or in a Humble Bundle. But... that was that game. There was another game, guys. It came out. It's called Cave Story. It came out a while ago, but it's now on that Switch.
Cave Story is an old game.
But it's one of the besties.
Tyler, oh, it's so good.
Take it away briefly.
I have not played this game other than, you know, recently.
Yeah.
You know, since it just came out,
yeah,
showed up in my house.
For somebody who loves Metroidvanias, I'm very surprised you haven't played it
before. I hear that a lot. Yeah. I think I didn't like the control style or the jump feel.
It's very, very
It was big unique. On 3DS.
Very unique.
I didn't have it for 3DS. I had it for PC.
True story.
Playing on a keyboard is not really great.
So Cave Story plays like this little dude, and you're jumping around, right?
That's really all I know. It's mm-hmm. like there's some eggs, there's some dudes. You can shoot dudes. You can level up your gun. You got a missile launcher, and you can jump.
And how much was this game?
$20 on
Switch. I recommend it. If for anything, you can just sit in a cave in the game and write your own story. And then if you don't have the money to buy it.
That sounds like another character that's in the game.
Here's something that you may or may not agree with.
Failed joke.
The art style is very similar to Undertale, in my mind.
I can say it has a unique art style. I think Undertale is a little bit more distinct.
Pixelated.
Yeah, it's got a cool art style. Let's say that.
I would say that Cave Stories is more refined, but they are both very like pixel based.
That's, you know what, art I style. See, I see your point there. You got a small pixel version of a dude, and you got a blown up picture of said dude.
Kind
of
like Fez.
In all other aspects.
Also, something else I didn't play.
In all other aspects, the game is nothing like Undertale, but the art style, in my opinion.
So Cave Story, we'll catch up back on
I don't know. I declined a fight, and he went away. Mm. It's definitely an option.
We will talk about that more next time. Once again, we got all this E3 stuff. Oh, yeah. We want to let you guys know. We're tinkling around. Speaking of caves.
We're tinkling around? Is that
speaking
what you
of, mean? We're tinkling around, we're smacking things. I
appreciate
things.
If you didn't. You've got to clean up.
Is it dark in that cave?
Actually, you know what? It is. Not only is it dark.
Can you see it all in that cave?
Well, in your game with caves, you can. But in my game, there is no caves, but you can't see. It's a game called Perception by Deep End Games. It came out on PC last month. It got delayed for PS4 and Xbox One, but it's out. I recently played through a large chunk of it before the game completely stroked out.
And became chunks.
Yeah, so there's only one save file. Kind of the same thing that happened with me with The Surge, where I got to the last portion of the game, and the game decided to only load about half of the map, and I could just run and jump off the map and just fall to the bottom of the whole thing. But then you have to force the game to close and then restart it from the dashboard. I did that 5 times before I uninstalled the game.
Yeah, but if you go underneath the map, you can see everybody else on the map and shoot them, and they can't see you.
In Perception, you play as a blind girl named Cassie. She has dreams about this mansion in Boston. She goes up to the mansion, and she's all like, I have to be here for a reason, I guess.
She also has a gun and where she can shoot people.
She doesn't have a gun. Oh. The only people that have guns in the game, they're not people, and I'm not going to spoil it because if you play this, you'll laugh. That's another thing about this game. It's not scary because as a blind girl, nothing can really scare you when the only thing that you'll ever see is just like outlines. And it has to do with like ghosts and stuff.
I think a car horn would scare me a lot if I were blind.
Honestly, this is no. And this is going to sound offensive. And I don't want you guys to take it like this, but the thing that scared me the most is I was just running through the house blind, and then I smacked my cane, because you use your cane to echolocate, and I got scared because there was a wall in front of me, and that scared me more than any of the planned scares in the game. And I think that's fucked up, because that's probably something that happens to blind people. Like, you get scared because you run into shit, and in this game where it's like, there's ghosts and time travel and all these creepy things and sexual harassment themes, and yeah, I got scared of a wall. Yeah, I see, that's the thing, is that it starts off, the story's interesting, and then it kind of falls off.
I think that's something. There's something to be said about horror games in that respect, is at a certain point you're expecting to be scared so much that nothing really phases you.
Yeah.
But it's the mundane that really gets you by surprise. I remember one year I went to Cedar Point, America's Roller Coast, for their Halloweekends event.
I hear they have a roller coaster that puts a force the size of Millennium just right up your bum.
It gives you the G.
All 80 of them.
Anyway, I went to the Halloweekends thing, and they have these haunted houses that are purportedly very scary.
I hear they're haunted by young kids who can't get real jobs.
Yeah, I did not have any scares, except for one.
I'm scared.
I walked around a blind corner, and as I did,
a blind person attacked you.
Somebody said, no, that wasn't a blind joke. Somebody put their hand out, like, right at the edge of the wall, and as I turned the corner, that person's hand was right in my face, and I just heard that, and it freaked me out, because I was not expecting somebody's hand to be that close to my face, and it was the most mundane thing we saw there. There were people that had makeup of, like, their faces falling out of their asses and stuff like that, and, like, none of it fazed me, but somebody clicking their finger in my face.
Here's the bottom line on Perception. It's got a good atmosphere. It's a really smart game mechanic, but it would be used better in a game like if they made a Daredevil game. I saw someone recommend that on Facebook. I think it was Zach. Like, Zach, that's a great idea. If they use that mechanic for another kind of game, it'd be great. But at the end of the day, you're just a girl who's not very interesting, walking around, smacking your cane against stuff. And the way that they switch that is the monsters are drawn by you smacking your cane. Here's my biggest issue with the whole thing. I had to turn down my volume low enough where I couldn't hear the ambient music because the cane is so goddamn loud. The cane sounds like you're smacking something in your own house. And there's it's like a tease because there's a slider in the audio section that says cane volume. But for some reason, it's stuck at 100%. You can't even hover over it and turn it down. So it's like a big tease.
It's because you couldn't turn it down in real life.
It's literally like,
but they say that your like your other senses get heightened when you're missing certain senses. You can't turn that shit down, man.
All right, regardless of narrative structure,
what would you turn it down for?
Because it's four times louder than everything else in the game. Like, literally, when I'm walking through, the girl will be like, I think this is a haunted place. Because any other time, if I turn it up, it's like, I think this is a haunted... Boom! 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 Every time you want to hit anything and find out where you're at. So, Perception, it's a game. It's kind of fun. Also a game we might be giving away, so hope you don't roll that dice. You get to choose the game, Emozord. Guys, that's all the games we want to talk about that we've been playing, which I'm glad we didn't spend too much time on. If you made it through this first 15 minutes,
it's buckle EA time.
Buckle in. Three time. The jokes are about to come.
Go get a snack and a drink. We'll wait.
Yeah, you guys just go sit yourself down.
We'll wait. You press that pause button, right?
Yeah.
Because here it comes.
Welcome back.
It's E3. It's Quickfire E3. What? Once again, at the top of the show, we said, for each piece of news, you'll get an equally awesome little jokey joke. Maybe they won't be awesome, I'm completely lying.
The move that Matt just made with his finger was akin to tickling the chin of a young lad.
Why has he gotta be young? EA! Story modes are a thing, but people still don't care about esports. Alright, so here's the thing about EA. They started off and they lied about how much people like Battlefield. They did this by pulling different images from YouTube and Twitch streamers who have four followers and no one cares about, because they were paid off to say they like Battlefield. After they wasted our time with that for 35 minutes, then they proceeded to tell us how awesome FIFA 17 story mode was before telling us that FIFA 18 was...
Now, if I recall correctly, my prediction for EA was that they would show one game and then a bunch of fucking sports.
And you were dead on the money. They showed FIFA 18. It's got a cool story mode. Madden apparently has a cool story mode. NHL, crickets, 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 crickets. Star Wars Battlefront 2. Star Wars Battlefront 2's DLC is free.
Hell yeah.
Let's talk about
and
that
characters.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Wait, characters are free?
Yeah.
So the guy who is the EA man was like, we had Battlefront 1, and we had some positive reception, and a lot of constructive criticism.
Yeah?
Like, he kind of played it off. And then he was like, all right, guys, don't worry. The DLC, which is all the extra stuff that normally have to pay for, will be free. All the maps, all the modes. Like Kevin said, the characters will be free as well. Here's the thing. I think Video Game Donkey said this the best. People are forgetting that it's still by EA. EA will somehow find a way to fuck this up. But I do like that there's a story mode, Kevin. Go.
I also want to mention that they're launching with, they're launching with very few maps. They're not launching with... They're going to hit 12 maps as a goal, I believe. But I don't believe that they're launching with 12 maps.
Because what they did is they released Battlefront 1 and they gave people the 10-hour trial. Here, let's just do a little round thing. Tyler, how much time do you think you have left on your 10-hour trial?
9 hours, 15 minutes.
Kevin, did you even get it?
I didn't even download it.
I have 8 hours left on mine. Mm-hmm. My friend bought a bundle. Well, actually, he got a PS4 bundle that had Battlefront with it for Christmas. It's partially my fault.
You're welcome.
Yep, sorry. Instead of Call of Duty, I got you Star Wars. My bad. He played that for about 3 hours and then stopped. Guys, EA is like, oh, you guys really want a story mode. We messed up. No, we just wanted a good Star Wars Battlefront game. If you're going to go one way completely, you need to really go one way, not make kind of a lackluster multiplayer.
And story mode's not a bad idea by any means, but man, if you got assets that you're trying to like lean into, story mode is not... Now where you're supposed to be going.
So we'll see. I'm more excited for it than I was for the first one, because at least there's a campaign, and at some point, if I feel like it, I can be like, I have finished Battlefront 2, and then I have the validity to never pick it up again.
Well, did you hear that, so they're going to be, like, fighting on Naboo and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear that Jar Jar is going to be one of the, like, the heroic characters?
Is he really?
Yeah.
Stop that.
How do you attack people? Is there just like you press key?
You slap them with your little Gungan ears.
You know what would be awesome is if Jar Jar Binks' entire kit was just a soundboard that actually played over the voice channel, and you got points for every time someone muted you. EA finished their conference by showing us 30 minutes of aforementioned game. Here's another pro tip. Guys, don't show 30 minutes of your game. First, I was kind of interested in it, but then after you showed me 30 minutes of multiplayer match, I'm just not going to play multiplayer.
30 minutes of your game at E3 is the new telling somebody about your dream.
And the worst thing is that they actually, EA had given popular YouTubers and people they paid off once again copies of Star Wars Battlefront's Naboo map earlier than E3, because once the EA press conference is over, every YouTuber was going to put up their content. So, in awesome EA fashion, all that content was leaked early because YouTubers, of course, they're going to leak your shit early. And everything we saw at their E3 press conference was just stuff we had already saw online. So EA, you guys suck. I'm not lying here. Literally the worst EA or E3 conference I've seen. 50% of it was ingenuine. or disingenuous. It didn't feel real, and the other 50% of it was corporate bullshit. Tyler, do you have anybody have any closing words on EA?
That was me crossing EA off the list.
Yeah, EA guys. I mean, they showed some decent stuff, but once again, if you only have 5 games to show and 2 of them are old and already announced, don't have a 2-hour press conference. We're moving on to the men themselves. These are the guys who often incite this week in The Wasteland, this week in Skyrim, and this week in re-releasing Skyrim.
Bethesda. Last week in Skyrim.
Bethesda last year.
Next week in Skyrim.
next console.
Forever in Skyrim.
Next console. This is a game that came out 6 years ago. I just want to say that. Coming up on 6 years ago. And they announced a bunch of it, but not all of it at Bethesda. Bethesda had a good showing last year because it was all in the crux of Fallout 4. This year, I think they were kind of forced into a conference because they didn't have a whole lot. They had 2 really cool things for me and a few other cool things. Let's go really quickly, guys. Once again, with all the news, you're going to get some goofs. Doom VFR, which is virtual fucking reality, BTW. It's a game where you play Doom. It's just like Doom 2016. You move real fast. You're going to use your VR, yes, and you're going to kind of teleport. There's also some puzzles.
Talk about Barf City.
Oh. I was going to say, the game comes with a barf bag because if you want a game to make you sick, literally... You can't buy this game without assuming you're going to throw up 3 or 4 times. I'm super into it, but I throw up on the daily anyways. Not because I'm bulimic, but because I'm sick all the time. Doom VFR, I have no clue when it's releasing. I think it's the end of this year. They also showed a little bit more of Fallout 4 in VR. It looks pretty okay.
Hey.
Does anybody care enough to go revisit Fallout 4 in VR?
No.
Does anyone actually... Let's just sidebar, because this is also a thing. Later on, we were going to talk about it, but they announced that Skyrim will be... There's now a Skyrim VR for PlayStation VR. Do you guys care enough to go back through Skyrim in VR?
Skyrim belongs to the Nords.
It doesn't belong to your virtual assistants. Tyler's thinking really hard, because here's the thing. I restarted my Skyrim for Special Edition.
I heard that it comes with a Special Edition headset that blows little fans in your face every time you suck in a Dragon Soul. So
and like, every time you do the Fusro Da, it's like it blows it back.
You have to yell.
Yeah. Honestly, guys, I mean, I like Skyrim, but...
Yes. I would do that.
Yeah. PSVRs are like $600, but it looks like they are investing... Yeah, they are investing quite a bit into it. Let's move on.
VR is the new HD DVD.
I just want to say real quick. 4K Ultra HD Super Sampling.
4K.
Skyrim, once again, they announced Skyrim for Switch, but they didn't tell us what version we're getting. So Switch
Skyrim
owners,
for mobile.
You might get like the Xbox 360 Skyrim. Who knows?
My predictions, 2024, Skyrim for rock.
But Skyrim for Switch now has amiibo support, which means if you're playing Skyrim and you want to look like Link,
Skyrim for your heads up display in your car.
Skyrim for me and my buddy Blake, we make a joke that they're having Wi-Fi attached fridges now, and for their bar, it's not a joke, guys. Go to your local Sears; they have Wi-Fi connected ovens and shit. And my whole thing is that I will only play it if it'll run Doom, because that is like the bar. I can play Doom on my goddamn calculator. I better be able to play it on my fridge, especially when I'm standing in front of my fridge, because that's what I need. I don't even stand in front of my fridge. I'm like, I can't decide between week old pasta or week old pasta.
And you have to shoot vegetables.
Yeah, exactly. And while you play Doom E1, Ep1, or whatever. But yeah, amiibo support for that. So if you have a Breath of the Wild amiibo, you can smack that on the top of your Switch. Hopefully it won't break it. Sidebar real quick again. I watched a video of a guy dropping a Switch from 1,000 feet in a drone. It still lived. So once what? Again, Nintendo.
Wow.
Yeah, Nintendo has always been known. Like the people who threw the GameCubes off the roof.
Oh, yeah. GameCube was literally made, like a brick that they put a disc drive in.
But this dude dropped a Switch with Joy-Cons from literally in a parking lot, like 1,000 feet up. And the blue Joy-Con flew off.
Right.
Like it disassembled from the actual like thing that you lock on.
Oh, that's good.
But he turned it on. And the red Joy-Con worked. It worked. It fell from... There was no crack in the screen, even.
I mean, I need a Switch. I could take that if you...
So, yeah, you can...
if you're getting rid of it.
You're just going to drop it from 1,000 feet. You could have dropped it into my hands.
Right?
I would have been fine with that.
I would have caught that and walked away.
Amazon's drone delivery is getting pretty hectic. So, yeah. Speaking of Bethesda making mistakes. So, Bethesda, a few years ago, maybe it was just last year, were like, hey, guys, you want to pay for DLC? And Reddit killed them. Literally, they bodied them. They were like, don't do this. We will kill you. And then, Kevin, why don't you tell us what
they did it.
What did they do this year?
What did they do?
Okay, so back then, one of the big jokes was that they're going to make you pay for armor for the mud crabs in the game. And
which is another joke, because originally in Oblivion, the first DLC was horse armor.
Yes, it was horse armor. Well, in this one, they're making it... What's this? Oh, paid mods.
Creation Club is what it's called.
Okay, but what it is paid mods.
It's 100% paid mods. But you're right.
And one of those mods is fucking Dwemer armor. Or not Dwemer. Yeah, Dwemer armor for mud crabs.
It was originally a joke, and now it's real. And you can pay for it.
We are seriously in the darkest timeline.
Some people, once again, like, some people might have said, like, whoa, this is, they're really getting greedy. But these are the same people who, when, you know, DLC launched on 360, like, $5 for aesthetic horse armor. Bethesda has never understood DLC, and the fact that mods make it for free, they're like really upset about it.
But there are people who buy it, so they will keep selling it.
Yeah, it's paid mods. I think their way around this is they're saying they're kind of curated by Bethesda, only made by trusted developers.
I mean,
guess what, guys? You can get literally expansions that add like 10, 20 hours of gameplay content with new quests.
That's really great stuff.
You don't have to pay for it.
What this is it's normalizing bullshit that I don't want to put up with as a gamer.
Bethesda, they announced Creation Club at E3 2017, and they will be canceling Creation Club probably next week. It's not going to go over well. Tyler, do you care or have anything to say about this monetization of everything that we've created?
I don't play enough of one game to mod it at all. No.
So,
technologically speaking, this is on par with Nintendo Online for me.
Oh, God, we'll get to that later.
What is that?
Exactly.
We'll get to it later. What I did want to talk about real quick here is Bethesda did exactly what I like when it comes to announcing games at E3. With both Evil Within 2, which launches on Kevin's wedding day, October 13th.
Hey, I know what I'm doing.
And I told him I couldn't come to his wedding because I'd be playing Evil Within. And then Wolfenstein 2 comes out, I think, 2 weeks later, October 27th or something like that. But what they did is they had nothing. I mean, people were talking about this. They were like, maybe speculating. We hadn't seen anything about these games. They were not announced before. Bethesda came out and they're like, hey, Evil Within 2, they played like an 8-minute trailer, had some cool CGI, had enough gameplay, and they're like, and you get to play it in 4 weeks. That's all I want. I'm sold. The end. Same thing with Wolfenstein. They close it off, 8-minute trailer, had a bunch of gameplay, had a bunch of story stuff. You know what you're buying. I'm sold. That's how you do a game, guys. You announce it when it's right about to come out, unless it's something that's super hyped.
Yes.
I understand you want to put out Metroid Prime 4 early. We'll talk about that later. But if you got a game like this, you don't announce it 2 years in advance.
Breadcrumb it a little bit. You know, announce some games that are coming out soon, and then drop the big names.
Yeah, but this is what I like. This is perfectly what I like. A full smack dab trailer doesn't spoil too much. Wolfenstein 2's didn't spoil too much.
What about that? That Dishonored DLC?
It's actually not DLC. It's standalone. There's new Dishonored stuff. Yeah.
So if I thought it was DLC.
No, it is. It's technically DLC. It's not Dishonored 3, but it's standalone.
Still a part of Dishonored 2, but it's an entirely new story.
Yeah, so
it's like that offshoot adventure for Ratchet and Clank when PS3 was doing that thing. Quest for Booty.
Kind of, yeah. I think it's like a $30 title.
It's like the Old Blood.
I think it's...
Yes.
Yes, yeah.
It's like the Old Blood.
Perfect example.
Which is Wolfenstein.
I was going to say exactly the Fallout expansions, but it's nothing like that either, because that just extends the existing world.
This is a whole other thing.
Right.
Bethesda did an okay job, but there wasn't a whole lot for them to announce in the first place. I think they were forced into it. Real quick sidebar, because this happened after Bethesda, and it's not even a real press conference. There's no joke to go with this announcement, because the announcement was the joke. Devolver Digital's press conference.
Oh my God.
If you didn't see it, Devolver Digital has always hated E3.
Oh yeah.
Super anti-E3. They're kind of like Rockstar. Square Enix didn't have a slot this year, so they bought the E3 time slot. So Twitch and other people who were reporting on E3 would be forced to report on Devolver Digital's press conference, which was essentially a 14-minute gag that you'd see on like late Adult Swim. Eccentrically violent.
Lots of fake blood.
Yeah, the whole idea was that they were sticking it to E3. The whole thing was Devolver Digital's E3 press conferences, unethical business practices of tomorrow, but today. And the whole thing, they made jokes about earliest access, where you can pre-order games as soon as they have the idea in their head. Community comment curated content.
At one point, a guy is literally throwing money at an old CRT computer screen to get the character to like move forward.
Because people complain about throwing their money at the screen until his arm is sucked into the computer, dismembered.
Just completely cutting his arm off.
While he bleeds and dies on stage.
And then someone's head explodes.
The thing I like about Devolver remember so much is that they did show two trailers, both of which were old trailers. And then they went into their after show, which is a bunch of super improv dudes acting like jackasses. But they were playing games, kind of like you see with the Nintendo Treehouse. But some of the games weren't real. They were just like small tech demos. Some of the games were other people's games they just liked and wanted to play. So the whole idea of this was they bought a time slot so Twitch would be forced to just show them making a complete mockery of the whole entire conference. It was great. If anything, you should go and watch the 14-minute thing.
Devolver has a fun little roguelike that's coming out. I think it's a roguelike that looks like a lot of fun.
Devolver has a lot of... The Serious Sam...
The Swords of Ditto is what it's called.
Oh, yes! That looks like a lot of fun.
I mean, Devolver is a very good company, and if anything, they just cemented... Because E3 used to be an industry thing, and now it's more of a public thing, but it's always people just trying to sell you stuff without telling you what it is. Yeah. It's a lot of consumerism, so it's good to see some people do that to them.
I'm probably getting way, way ahead of us here. I'd like to think that that bubble's going to pop soon.
Which bubble?
That whole concept of the cash grab that a lot of the gaming industry has become.
Yeah, I think it'll teeter down. I don't know if E3 going public again.
I think enough mainstream people are coming to terms with the fact that what's considered normal now is not cool.
You know what's considered normal? Making a super expensive version of the same system you already put out. Which brings us into Microsoft. We'll go do Microsoft, and then we're going to go on ad roll because we got a little bit more. Microsoft had quite a few things. First off, I'm going to say... item of the show, probably the most expensive item at the show they showed, was a fucking Porsche 911 GT2 RS. Porsche used E3's Microsoft's press conference to announce a new Porsche,
mm-hmm.
along with Forza 7. And they showed in true fashion, that Porsche, a lot of money. Forza, a lot of gigs. 100 gigabytes to download Forza. Mm-hmm. I hope you guys really wanted that 4K. And for those...
100 gigabytes of Bitcoin to buy the Porsche.
Yeah, exactly. Or what's the other thing? Ethereum?
Yeah, Ethereum. That's a new thing.
You can buy a Porsche with Ethereum. You can't.
Get in on that Ethereum while it's still hot.
Can we all agree? I want, real quick, guys, this is serious. Tyler, pay attention. Tyler.
I can't help myself. Swords of Ditto.
Tyler.
Devolver.
Tyler, this is the most important question I'm going to ask you this entire fucking show. Was that a cool car or not?
That was a...
We're going one by one, Kevin. You hold on.
I know. This is important. I'm just so excited.
I know. We joke. We make funny. But these people care about certain things. This Porsche.
If I were to run my finger across that car.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd need a band-aid.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to say that.
Sharp.
I'm going to say definitively.
Hey, you
skipped
me.
Without question. No, it just went from Tyler to me, and it's going to go to you. You're going to cap it off. Definitively, without question, the car is cold. It's so
cool. Say thick.
No. I was going to let you have that. Porsches, but they're thick.
No, what I was going to say is it's definitely got at least 10 horsepower.
Oh, many more than that.
Yeah, but it's definitely got at least 10.
You are not wrong.
You know what? That's a pretty broad statement.
Yeah.
Every car has at least one horsepower, and every one has at least two car power.
50, at least 50. Okay, fine. That one at least has 50.
Speaking of horsepower... You know what's run by horses? Not the Xbox One X. It's not the Xbox.
The One Box X One X. Okay, let's be real here for a second, though. Xbox named their new console what a 12-year-old names his gamer tag.
Xbox One X. Here's my problem with the whole thing.
Pretty sure. This was my gamer tag.
Xbox X One XX.
Here's the thing.
Sniper Sephiroth.
Let's... XX underscore box underscore one underscore XX. Xbox 2. Guys, you don't...
You know why they call it the Xbox One? Because you turn around and walk away from it.
What?
You don't remember that joke?
Oh,
you
yes.
know why they call it the Xbox 360? Because you turn 360 degrees and walk away, and they're like...
Walk over
that's
it.
A full same circle. Way.
So, Xbox One X is the answer to the PS4 Pro. It's got a lot of cool things. We covered the stats before. I don't think you guys really care. It's $500. It's 4K, 2HD. Bottom line...
It's 500. I thought it was 650.
4K. No, it's 500. We were all wrong, guys.
Oh, man.
We all called like high 7s, 6s, 8s.
Well, doesn't it cost more to make it?
Yeah, they're losing money on this hard.
It's a leading loss.
That's good. That's excellent.
Because
they're going to make their money on the game.
Because PS4 Pro is more expensive and... No, it's $50 less expensive, but it is way inferior, speaking... Like, as a power, if you're like, oh, I really want a powerful Xbox or a powerful system... You just buy the Xbox One X because it is the most powerful thing.
Tell me, what games Does the Xbox have that needs that kind of power?
Minecraft in 4K, boy!
Yes.
Quick. I have a PC, so I...
Good. You keep that. You do that.
It's going to look good. They said that even if you don't have a 4K TV because of quote-unquote super sampling, which sounds like a light gun game you bought for your fucking Super Nintendo.
I still have it. It's great.
Somebody on Reddit.
Let me finish my thought. Even if you don't have a 4K TV with super sampling, the Xbox One X will still make games look even better on your 1080p display. Go ahead.
Somebody on Reddit posted a joke about that Minecraft in 4K. For those of you who, I don't know why you would not know what Minecraft is, but the art style is like this voxel pixelated bullshit.
Yeah.
It looks terrible. It's fun. Long story short, there was a mod that came out a while ago where you could put like real life skins on creatures in the game. So it was like a picture of a cow from the front, but it was like all smooth, flattened out across the face of the block. Essentially like
building blocks.
Like if you literally just took a cow's face and like cut it from around its skull, just flattened it out and put it on a
if you're making
on
an origami
a box.
Yeah, so they're like, look, it's Minecraft in 4K. It's this fucking cow face. Just
Minecraft
on a box.
In 4K is going to be lit, but you know what's going to be even more lit?
Banana Time.
Sea of Thieves. Here's the thing. It's a game by Rare. We've talked about it quite a few times. Microsoft is a sin of this. You already showed us once. I don't really need to see more to be sold, but it was a fun time. You're pirates.
Did you play it? Did you play the demo?
No, because the demo is like, hey, if you want to play the technical alpha, be sure to be up at 4 a.m. for 3 minutes while we load up the servers or some shit.
You get to play between 1:13 and 1:17 a.m.
Yeah, like, really, it's like that.
On a Saturday.
And it's like, when they post the times, it's like, it's BST. And I'm like, I don't want to fucking translate that over. It's like 3. It's not even a real time. It's like 14:30 p.m. Eastern Standard.
That's 2:30.
On February 22nd.
38. It's
26:40. There you go. That's not even military time.
That's the wrong day.
Sea of Thieves looks good.
It's like 9 o'clock.
That's the wrong day.
No. Sea of Thieves looks good. We're all sold on Sea of Thieves.
Oh yeah.
All right.
I mean, I would have liked to play it.
I was already sold on Sea of Thieves.
We'll see how it does.
Sounds cool. I haven't seen anything on it.
No.
I'm a bad journalist.
We need a joke for this one, guys.
The banana, dude. The banana. The way
do
you
the
eat
banana.
It. The way you eat the banana.
How do you eat like the banana?
Stem first.
That was a great visual gag. I really hope you guys enjoyed that one. You know what I enjoyed? Ori and the Blind Forest. You know what I enjoyed about this E3?
That you didn't have to use a cane to tap the wall and find out where you are.
Can I ask you something? Do you want to do ad roll anytime soon?
Yeah, right after
Microsoft.
Right after Microsoft.
Okay.
We're going to do ad roll very soon. Don't worry. I know you're spicy about those audiobooks.
I am.
We'll get to them. Don't worry. We'll get to them.
I'm in the middle of one. It's so good.
You speak up. I don't think they can hear you.
Ori and the Blind Forest.
Ori's my favorite game.
Novelized.
Did you guys play the first part of Ori and the Blind Forest where you got really sad?
Yes.
You mean the whole thing?
No, just the first part.
The whole thing's pretty sad.
All right, did you like feeling sad?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, good, because you're going to feel even sadder. Because
no.
In Ori and the Will of the Wisps, the only thing we know is that there's a baby owl. That's really sad that you murdered all of its friends. I mean, you don't really murder all of its friends. But it's sad because...
You did it.
Because all the
they murdered your friend.
Because
mother.
all the birds are sad, and it's honestly it just looks like Ori, but 20 times more depressing. And I can't wait to play. It's gonna be great for my mental health.
Ori and the Blind Forest 2. It's for the birds.
Holy!
It's actually
shit.
Called Ori and the Will of the Wisps. I don't.
It's
believe
for the birds.
Ori 2.
We didn't get a gameplay trailer. We just got like a little teaser.
What about a release date?
I don't believe we got a release date. But you know what we did get a release date for? It's that game we love. It's that game we've been hunting for.
Bottlehead.
Bottle
noggin. That's it. Bottle noggin.
Cuphead. Cuphead is the game that looks like 1950s Steamboat Willie cartoons, but you play it and you fight giant bosses. It's a side-scrolling 2D action platformer.
They've been working on this for so long that it's going to be perfect.
September. We'll find out if it's going to be perfect. I'm just super amped for this game. It's going to be really good.
It's going
to
be perfect.
I can't wait to see the cosplay. Do you think people
it's
are going to put Cuphead?
Right?
Yes. When people cosplay Cuphead, do you think they're just going to put cups on their head or they're going to put it around their neck and then their head will be inside the cup?
Probably the latter.
All right, guys. You now found out. This is Super Gamecast 64, the first place you'll find out how to make your cosplay.
Is there online co-op for this or no?
Yes, I think there has to be at this point. They have made so much money and
dope.
Put more into... At worst case, it's just couch co-op. Find yourself a real friend
can't
who
wait
you
to play
sit
this.
With. That was really exciting. I really liked the Cuphead release announcement. And then they showed us a trailer for a game I don't remember I honestly don't remember the name of it. It's like Dawn of Eternity or Eternity of Forge or Buzzword of Buzzword.
Forge of Vampire War.
It looks Eternity like a MOBA. Dawn. Here's the problem. They showed us a small pre-rendered trailer, and then when they showed us the gameplay, they had a guy who they called a shoutcaster. And let me tell you, in a word, it made... it
loud.
Yep. That was descriptive of him, because what he did is shouted like an esports commentator over the gameplay. I had no clue what was going on. It was the worst thing ever. Stop doing that. Stop doing that. I was interested in the game until you had a man yelling at my head.
Just stop.
Speaking of being interested in people's games.
So wait, what is Dawn of Eternity?
I don't know. Honestly, they showed a CGI trailer for it that was like a guy who like takes an axe and hits another dude, and he's like, ugh, it kind of looked like Fortnite. Remember when they showed that? It's kind of this weird like cel-shaded thing. And they immediately went to gameplay, but when they did gameplay, they had a man who was somewhere in his 40s, a little bit chubby, walk out onto the stage and literally just scream at the audience like they were in the middle of like the League of Legends championship over the gameplay, which was about 30 seconds long.
I'm going to tell you right now, that is not the name.
I don't know what it, I don't remember because what the name is.
Dawn of Eternity is an animal MMORPG.
Oh my dude, god, that nice. Sounds awesome. Can you be a dog?
You can be a zebra. You nice. Can be a skeleton horse for whatever reason. I'm not really sure. I might look into this game.
I will download this game tonight, but I have a question. Is there roleplay servers?
I think it's only roleplay servers.
Yes.
I don't think there's an actual story.
Are you guys cool with wrapping up now? Because I found my new game.
You guys want to go home?
Let's
go home.
Call it.
Podcast
is over, y'all.
You know who went home? BioWare. At least the Mass Effect Andromeda team. Remember when everyone was talking about how Mass Effect Andromeda was bad because other developers within BioWare were stealing their ideas and their assets to put into another game?
Yes.
That game's called Anthem, and it's EA's big ol' new IP, which looks like Mass Effect times Division. It was pretty cool looking.
That's really funny.
It's going to come out in 2018, I think. Essentially, yeah, you're these guys in these big mechs. You get to choose what kind of mech you want to be in. It's like different classes. You fly around, big open world. Like I said, Division, Destiny, you're kind of...
I heard some kind of cringy VO work on that.
Ooh, actually, you know what? So Ubisoft used to do this thing where while you're seeing gameplay trailer for co-op games or squad-based games, they'd have voice actors pretending to be playing it. Pretend to be real gamers. Ubisoft was horrendous when they did it. This time it wasn't terrible at Microsoft. It took me a few minutes to realize they weren't actually playing the game. But yeah, that stuff is also equally annoying. So stop doing that. We'll see what Anthem is like when that drops. Probably not for a while. We already talked about Forza being 100 gigs. And let's just close this off. Before we go into ad roll, guys, Super Gamecast is not exclusive for Audible. But... we are the only place that you're going to get really the top tier goofs in the ad roll for Audible, right? We can all agree on that, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
So Xbox One, right? It's got some exclusives, but it's also the only place you're going to get exclusive top tier PC content. That's a joke. But you're going to get PUBG, which is PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds. We've talked about that quite a bit for the past few weeks, but it's only on Xbox. It's going to be dropping late 2017 is what they said, so I'm going to assume
very November. Very worth. That game's great.
Yeah, it's basically Hunger Games, but nobody is Katniss Everdeen. You're all that that black dude who had the glasses who was super nerdy, just trying to find a cool way out.
BT?
BT. Dude, that guy's awesome. He's also...
wasn't that the name of your robot?
He's Bernard.
Bernard from Westworld.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I like Hunger Games 2 a little bit more
also,
now.
Wasn't that also the name of your robot in...
Cooper. Yeah, that... Cooper. BT 427
I'm just trying to find a reason to bring that up every episode because I love doing that voice.
PUBG was great.
Do it again.
Cooper.
Cooper.
Jump in my hand and I'll throw you against the wall. yeah, real briefly, I do want to mention this, Kevin. You tell us, Kevin.
Well, Metro.
Are you coming out?
Metro. No, Metro. Metro Exodus. Exodus, yeah.
I just want to say this as a thing... I think Metro Exodus is the best...
It's looking good.
That's what I'm saying. This is serious. I'm not kidding. Metro Exodus is the best kind of example of how our systems have become powerful enough that games are just going to start looking really,
Metro
really,
Exodus
really damn good.
Was that kid you knew in grade school. It was a really, really great kid, but he was just fuck ugly.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say Metro 2033 is fuck ugly, but
and then he went
you
to
wouldn't
high
want to take him out to prom.
It's funny and then he went to high school. It is. And then he went to high school, and he just got so sexy. That is me.
Metro Exodus will be coming out next year, I believe. It is Russian stuff. It's a survival game. Guys, look up the trailer. And
I hope they're not rushing it.
Honestly, play Metro 2033 and Last Redux. They are great. You can get them on Xbox One and PS4 as a bundle pack. It's great. Yeah, we are sponsored. So
let's do that thing.
Who wants to hit the Pokemon noise?
Me.
All right, thank you. Week and every week, we're sponsored by Audible.com. Go to audibletrial.com/SGC64 to get a free audiobook. You might be sitting there thinking, what is Audible? Well, let me tell you, you dumb. Do you read books at all? No, probably not. People don't read much nowadays because everyone's so busy. Well, what if you could just stick something in your ear late at night and have sweet, sweet stories read to you all throughout your dreams? That's what Audible gives you. Once again, if you go to audibletrial.com/SGC64, you can get a free audiobook on us. You might be saying, well, I probably won't like the audiobooks they have available. Joke's on you yet again, because they have like every audiobook.
It's like, imagine a library.
Completely underwater.
Fuck you.
Imagine a library completely underwater, and then that library was then flooded of the water. All the books were restored, but instead of in their original forms, they're in audio form. I'm going to make an announcement. You guys know that we've been expecting for a while. It finally happened. I downloaded American Gods.
Oh, I thought you were pregnant.
Attaboy.
Yeah, so I downloaded American Gods by Neil Gaiman, the 10th anniversary edition that is fully voiced. There's multiple
people. Is that the one by Ray something or other? He's got a real gravelly voice.
No, this is like a multicast.
Oh, the casted one. Yeah, that one is pretty neat.
Each character is played by a different person. That's Neil Gaiman's American Gods kind of can be convoluted and philosophical. At time. Philosophical. So it's good to have different people. I 100% recommend that. But here's the thing, guys. That book is like $30. But it's free. Because when you go to audibletrial.com/SGC64, you're not limited by your book selection. So maybe you like Hop on Pop. Buy it. Maybe you like the Bible. Cool for you, not for me. Buy it. Maybe you like Harry Potter. Dude, buy it. But you don't have to buy it because we're giving you a free one. Real quick, Tyler, give me a book.
That would be the... Sorry, I don't know what the first Game of Thrones book is. So let's go with Nosferatu.
A Game of Thrones.
No, it's not.
No, is Game of Thrones really? Is yeah. Game of Thrones is the first of Song.
It's called a Game of Thrones, yeah.
Okay. Game of Thrones. You hear everyone's like, are you ready for that new Game of Thrones? Comes in July 16th. Guess what, bro? You can listen to the whole... You're not going to be able to read the books.
No way.
But if you're interested...
They're like 45 hours each.
And if you're interested and you're like, I really want to listen to Game of Thrones...
Let me tell you.
You can listen.
I have read all of them. And it's worth it. It's worth it. Because then you're the smartest guy in the room come Sunday night. And everybody asks you questions. They make you feel like you have friends.
Yeah. So you can have friends. You get audibletrial.com/SGC64. Get your free audiobook. You can get Game of Thrones. How about American Gods? And how about, to cap it off, Kevin, give us one of those really good ones. You always give us some good ones.
Ooh, let's see.
I know what you're thinking.
I mean, we always go Stephen King. I got something... I mean, last episode, I recommended The Kingkiller Chronicles, which cannot recommend enough. Here's another really good one, though.
Yeah.
The Stormlight Archives. The first book is called The Way of Kings by Brandon Sanderson. That's a fat mother effing book.
You guys remember those infomercials where that guy had the suit with all the question marks and dollar signs on
it? Oh, yeah.
And he had that book. I wonder if you can get that book on Audible.
Hmm.
Probably not. But if you can, if you would be able to get anywhere, it would be on Audible. So go to audibletrial.com/SGC64, get your free audiobook. If you don't like the service, you can cancel. You're not going to lose any money, guys. Be an adult, manage your money, be fiscally responsible, and get yourself a free audiobook. Lighten up your summer with a little bit of summer reading, listening. Reader, listening. Only at audible.com. So go to audibletrial.com/SGC64. Thank you, Audible.
Thank you.
I know that was a fast...
The Darwin Project!
It was called The Darwin Project?
Yeah!
Well, here's the joke off of that.
Natural selection isn't working.
Yeah, because your shoutcaster wasn't funny. Speaking of things that weren't funny, Sony's press conference. I guess it wasn't funny because it was just a lot of gameplay trailers.
Also, they didn't announce that. Straightforward. They didn't announce that game where you get to play all the letters in the word Sony.
Yeah, that you had guessed last time. Yeah. I actually skipped something. Ubisoft happened before Sony. Ubi had a few things. Ubi's getting better.
More like Boobisoft.
They're the ones who make Watch Dogs and Assassin's Creed.
Assassin's Creed.
You know what they started off with? Assassin's Creed. Psych, no they didn't. Mario plus Raveman's Raving Rabbids Kingdom Battle. Everyone, when this game leaked... Raveman's Raving Battle. When this game leaked, like, the week before E3, everyone was laughing at it. They were like, this is the dumbest shit that we've ever heard of.
Then the senior developer was crying at the press conference.
And then they announced that the senior developer started crying. Shigeru Miyamoto came out with a squirt gun or something. And then him and the French dude who runs Ubisoft, his name is Yis or something, super thick French accent. They went back to back with their little like arm cannon things.
Full of cat piss.
What? And they were like...
You never played squirt guns as a kid?
Oh, and they weren't squirt guns. They were more like little baby arm cannons. I don't know. Look, you can look at the image.
And then Shigeru Miyamoto literally blasted a hole into the French guy.
No. Awesome. They were all like, Mario is a game, and I'm here for publicity. And then they showed Mario plus Rabbids, and Tyler, what is it?
I'm pretty sure
it's... You're right. You know, you're 100%
it's,
right.
You're right. You're XCOM right. meets Nintendo characters it's and Rayman characters?
It's if you took Mario and the Raymans and then literally played XCOM with them... not the Raymans, the little rabbits.
That sounds awesome.
It is, and it's gonna be awesome. But once again, Ubisoft, doing what Bethesda showed, they announced the game officially, they showed the guy who made it crying, got you in the heartstrings, you're like, maybe I do want to buy this game if it's good. Then they showed a little bit of the story, then that gameplay, it looked dope.
Like, that gameplay did look pretty
Smash
dope.
August, I believe, right? It's coming out very soon. And then they're like, alright, next thing. That's how you announce a game, that's the way to go.
So next thing, Ass Creed.
Wait, real quick, for Rabbids.
Oh,
that's great.
Do you think we'll ever get the little mini game things? Because that's how it started off, you know, Rayman raiding Rabbids.
I did not like that.
Okay, because now it's become like a TV show. And
they're trying to...
Yeah, for whatever reason.
I think it was Donkey who said they're trying to cash in on that minion money.
Yeah.
And he's totally right. He's 100% right. I mean, like, why say it any different when it's already been said the best it could be said? They're trying to cash in on that minion money.
It's not easy to get little pop culture icons like minions, but Rabbids are right there next to them.
Minions.
Yeah, move on to the next thing. What did we get next, guys?
I already said it.
Creed ass.
But more specifically, Sandy Creed ass. You're gonna be
Sandy Cheese.
Here's my question. Assassin's Creed Origins. Assassin's Creed Origins is the earliest Origins story in the Assassin's Creed line. It takes place in Egypt. How the fuck are you supposed to climb a pyramid? That thing don't have any hard edges. It's just slippery.
They actually found out recently that the pyramids were coated in marble. So they were not like
super cool.
They were not like the stepping stone style like interlocked.
I just got I really got a good image of the assassin just kind of like holding on to the side of like the corner and then just humping his way up while he falls.
trying to slide down, and then that awful part going down a slide as a kid where your shorts go up too high and you catch your fat thighs on the slide as you're going down.
Yeah, that shit.
And it burns.
And then you flip and you just start falling down and then you die.
So if you want to chafe your legs, if you want to ride some horses, they'll be back. They're adding a lot of RPG elements.
Extra horses
and
river. There's at least one river.
There is at least one river.
Probably a crocodile or two.
Flows north.
The Nile ain't just a river in Egypt.
Hey, he plays King Tut.
No, but what you do is you jump off your fucking horse and you shoot a bow and arrow in slow motion, which Horizon Zero Dawn did once.
And Wonder Woman.
Yep. Okay. So that game will be fun. It comes out on October 27th. It's going to be a good time, I think, because I liked Assassin's Creed Syndicate. This is another Assassin's Creed game where they took the year off. So here's to hoping, but I'm gonna temper my expectations. Do we have any other jokes about Egypt, about sand that we can do that isn't too racy? No. All right. Well. Oh, you have the Yondu arrow from Guardians.
No.
Yeah, you can control the arrows.
Oh, I love that.
So that could be cool. Here's something.
And a bird. Did we talk about the bird?
A bird.
Yeah, yeah. We didn't talk about it, but yeah, take it away. What's with the bird?
He's got a bird. I mean, I don't know anything about that.
Essentially, you take a bird, and then he goes, yeah, he throws him in the air, and it's a hawk that he's had captured. Since he was a young boy, he had this hawk.
And imprinted on him. He's his mother.
Oh, fuck. That was a Twilight reference. Let's just skip over it. Let's just
wait, what? I've never read it.
Imprinted on?
I've never watched that show.
Sorry about that. That nice blowout.
No, it's okay. I backed up. South Park Fractured October.
There's a free stick with it. And a phone destroyer.
Oh yeah, no, that just came out. That just came out. The new phone game.
Wait, we did it really?
I think it did.
Okay, yeah, because
yeah, they just announced it
at Ubi. Yeah, they did announce at Ubi. There's two South Park. We already knew about South Park Fractured Butthole. It's not a joke. No, that's the name.
Say
of the
it
game.
Right. Fractured Butthole.
Yeah. Okay. It's South Park Fractured Butthole. And you play, it's what South Park Stick of Truth was, but instead it's superheroes and it's making a joke on Marvel and DC. That's coming out October 15th.
Has there ever been a bad South Park game?
Yeah. N64.
I love that game.
No, no, that one was okay, but there was a few that were not good.
Oh, yeah, no, there was one like a quiz show or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Uh-huh.
That one sucked.
The Dr. Chef.
Yeah.
Chef or whatever.
Still played it.
Yeah, but that's going to be coming out October 13th. If you pre-order it, you get a copy of... If you pre-order it, you get a copy of Stick of Truth for free, digital.
I still haven't got to play that.
It's great. You should use this. Shit, maybe I will pre-order it then, so you have an excuse to play Stick of Truth.
I think it's already Xbox 360 backwards compatible on the game share.
Oh, true. True. Maybe we have it already.
Yeah, you have it already.
We do.
I think I bought that in a fever dream. It was like $3. But
it
if you don't like South Park Stick of Truth on your consoles and you're not interested in the Fractured Butthole, there is South Park Phone Destroyer, which is essentially the same kind of gameplay, but it plays off the phone. In the trailer, they showed like you have voice calls with Cartman and stuff. You text them back and forth. If anything, they were really smart about the way they handled social media.
Yeah.
Kevin, you never played it, but Stick of Truth, you don't have XP. You gain levels as you get more Facebook followers.
That's awesome.
Facebook friends. So they're pretty smart about doing social media. No joke on that, guys. That's the only thing I'm not going to joke about. South Park is funny as well. Here's something that was kind of a joke. Tyler, you take it away, because you have a lot of...
I mean, I get that my uncle is a pig, but I don't, like, take
uncle
pictures...
Uncle Microsoft?
No, that's your uncle.
Oh, that's right. Your uncle.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Tyler has a pig uncle. You have an uncle who works at Michael.
Yes.
And, like, I don't own a camera. Why do I have to do this one? I mean, Beyond Good and Evil 2 is definitely coming out, and everyone is super excited about it.
Here's the thing.
But the monkey statue is melty.
When you played Beyond Good and Evil 1, you remember, oh, you didn't. But
no,
just
I don't
imagine for a second that you did play it.
Oh.
Okay.
You guys remember all the cameras? Yeah, you do.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah,
you
I
took
remember
the picture.
Yeah.
Remember,
oh, there it is. Oh.
Remember you played it as Jade, that cute girl with the staff?
With the snip, snap, snip. Got it. Yep.
She actually had Batman Arkham controls before Batman Arkham was a thing.
She could glide around and stuff?
Yeah, remember collecting all those orbs?
Yeah.
Totally.
All the things you loved about Beyond Good and Evil 1 will not be in Beyond Good and Evil 2 because it's a prequel but follows the pig guy. And you know how I know that? I don't, because they didn't show us any gameplay. They just showed us a CGI trailer that was pretty highly produced. Looked
really highly produced.
But it looks nothing like the original Beyond Good and Evil, so I'm just going to trust the director because the dude has never really messed us up before. But I think that was, once again, they were like, Beyond Good and Evil 2. Here's a hype thing. We have no clue when it's coming out. It probably isn't even production yet, which is something they had done with Beyond Good and Evil 2 originally 4 years ago. I just want to tell you guys that they already gave us a teaser trailer that was pre-rendered for Beyond Good and Evil 2 4 years ago, and then now we have a new one that is nothing like it. So just hold your horses.
It's like Prey.
Yep. It's also like... this next game, which brings us into Sony. Detroit Become Human. It was one of the games they showed in the middle of the conference, but it made a good segue. When they showed this game last year for 5 minutes, which they did, you'll see this be a continuing thing that Sony does, it looked completely different. Now, you play as this dude named Marcus, and he's like an android, and you're trying to overtake the humans who want to use the androids as just robot slave maids. It's kind of convoluted. You'd expect that. It's by the guy who made Heavy Rain and... shit, what was it? Beyond with the Juno Girl.
Two Souls.
Yes, thank you.
I got you.
Beyond Two Souls.
And Murdered Soul Suspect. That's not true.
No, that's not the same people. But
it's got a colon in it.
I think this is 2018, but Detroit Become Human. Look, no one wants to play a whole game of Detroit. That's all I'm saying.
we're not Detroit.
Well, at least we're not Detroit. Speaking of, that Detroit movie with the guy who played... who's his face in Star Wars? Who's the main dude in Star Wars Episode 7? Yes, Finn. That movie looks good. Detroit. You guys should actually check that out because it is going to be good movie.
He was also in an older movie that you guys should check out. Totally unrelated. Attack the Block. Really great movie.
He was also in a Netflix one, too, that was supposed to be good. This is not episode 89, the Finn Talk show. About. This is the E3 quickfire. We need more jokes. Ha ha, funny, irreverent content. Let's go over to Shadow of the Colossus. As Shadow of the Colossus isn't irreverent, it's not irrelevant either. It's a great game. I just don't understand why they're remastering it after remaking it.
Are they?
Yeah, they have to. If you look at, compare it side by side, I think they're doing a full workup, at least with the character models.
I mean, sure.
The game is 13 characters against one character.
So right.
Kind of, it's not
How does a little guy win against, like, 13 Goliaths? One can fly.
We got a little hype trailer that showed us, you know, comparative, like, how it looks now. It
looks gorgeous.
I'm super excited for this, but there's no release date. You'll see. This is also a continued trend here at Sony. You know what? Yeah, you guys can take this one away, because I'm not super into this franchise. I know little about it, but for the first time ever...
Uncharted will be only ladies.
Jesus Christ. That's not what I was... Well, we're going into that. Hey, you guys like Uncharted 4? Yeah? You guys want more Uncharted 4? They're not going to make it, but they will give you Uncharted 4, Lost Legacy, featuring two femme fatales who are going to do something, because I don't know.
Probably jump on the ruins.
Did we watch a whole bunch of gameplay trailer?
I didn't. I actually... here's the thing that happened with Sony's press conference, is that I started up the stream... And I saw four or five gentlemen sitting on the ground playing what sounded like snake charming music for an extended period of time, at which I was like, is this started? Turned it off, went to the bathroom, and then came back, and it was at like the tail end of it. So I missed the Uncharted. I was just like, oh, this is that Uncharted game that I still don't know what the hell it is. Like, I think it's a $40 kind of like the Dishonored thing was. It
sounds like
standalone, but still has to do with Uncharted 4.
They hypnotized your bladder to make you go away so you couldn't watch it.
It was weird, because it was like literally like four dudes sitting like... I snake charming, I'm not trying to be like insensitive. It was dudes in turbans playing like wind flutes, sitting on a very brightly colored rug while like fucking Windows Movie Maker wave formats played behind them. And I'm like, what are you guys doing here?
I'm picturing Bugs Bunny playing anything snake charming music with the shaver.
Anything you're picturing is probably less ridiculous than what it was. It looked, I mean, the music was good, but I was just confused. So Uncharted Ladies is what they kicked off the show with. I'll probably play it because it's Uncharted, but I don't really... Maybe I'll be the best person to play it, because I literally have not read anything about it, have not seen any of the trailers, don't see any gameplay, so maybe I'm the person to go to it, because I don't know anything about it. But what I did want to talk about is something that you guys know about.
I mean... I'm not really a comic book guy.
Motherfucker. Monster Hunter World.
Monster Hunter World. Yay.
It's a game that's coming out.
I just like deflecting. It's fun.
Jesus, that was a...
Well, point. I'm excited.
No, that was me, I think. It's Monster Hunter World.
It was him.
Xbox One, PS4, PC, Switch. I don't know.
It's finally breaking away from 3DS. Yeah,
it has completely broken away from Nintendo. They're saying Xbox, PS4, then PC later on. We're talking 2018. I think it's Q1.
Don't get me wrong. I loved playing it on 3DS. I loved having it portable, but...
That power is going to do us good.
I think...
Boy, do I hate...
The power, oh God.
I'm pretty sure I have carpal tunnel just from playing that game.
You'll still have it, don't you worry.
Yeah, but like holding a... Oh, this is totally unrelated, but the big ham sandwich-sized Xbox controller is coming back.
Oh, so maybe
buy that. Maybe I'll buy that and play this with it so I don't get carpal tunnel.
At Microsoft, they did announce the Xbox Original was going to have... the Xbox Original is going to have backwards compatibility in the Xbox One. Not as much as Xbox 360. Like, Xbox 360 has, like, 350 games. I'm sure the original Xbox, there will only be, like, 100 games from that library.
Which is great, because I still have those.
I swear to God, if they don't put Jet Set on that list...
It will be on there, dude.
There will be riots.
Monster Hunter World
It'll just be you.
It's a game.
It won't be me. I am not... Okay.
I'm just Monster Hunter World rioting by yourself.
I'm angry.
That's really funny.
Monster Hunter World is a game where you jump around, you kill monsters.
You hunt monsters, cut their parts off, and you slap them on your body.
We really only have one trailer at this point.
Yeah, and it looks fantastic. Now, things you got to know about the difference between this Monster Hunter World and that Monster Hunter with a number after it is that this is technically Monster Hunter 5. Number two thing that you got to know. There are no load times.
Mm.
What?
You completely... are in the map. Just
you load in, and then there's no like secondary loading.
There's no screen jumping. Wow.
That's good. That's a thing in Monster Hunter.
Yeah, like you know how you can like I zoned and
yeah,
I can take
like
a potion.
That was kind of a strategy.
It is a strategy. No more.
Ooh boy.
You have to run away and get away and be away from them. Like it's gonna be tough. This is a big world. There's a lot of climbing. And Hookshot. That's all I have to say about it.
Love it. Everyone loves Hookshots. Everyone loves monsters. And everyone loves worlds. Take them all together and you get Hookshot Hunter World. Spider-Man also has a Hookshot, but in the form of some sticky substances he shoots out of his hands.
Swip.
This game is being made by Insomniac Games. They made Ratchet & Clank.
Yes! Sunset
Overdrive. It's Spider-Man for PS4. It looks pretty lit. They gave us a lot of gameplay, so I'm not going to go too deep into it. But what are the first things that struck you about Spider-Man?
Well, I mean, it's Spider-Man.
Yep.
It looks Kevin? Like that PS2 version.
Yep.
I'm really liking the combat look. Yeah. I think that looks awesome. Like
kind of like that Batman kind of fighting, yeah, but with the
slow-mo, like, I'm going to web that guy, and then I'm going to throw it over this light post and use my weight to pull him up.
There's been a lot of Spider-Man games for 360, I'll be honest that not a lot of them were fun, but usually the combat was okay, you know?
Yeah.
Combat with Spider-Man is always pretty fun because of his inherent moveset of slinging sticky substances over men. Spider-Man was a good time, but it was like an 8-minute trailer. I saw a little bit more than I wanted to, but I'm sold. I don't want to watch it anymore. They showed off Days Gone, whatever that zombie game. Second year that we've had a 5-minute gameplay trailer.
Pretty cool looking mechanics in that one.
Yep.
But besides that,
no release date.
Well, and besides that, it's just another zombie game.
It looks like it's made by Naughty Dog, but it's not. And then we got another 5-minute gameplay trailer for God of War that was announced last year as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. God of Beards.
He looks dead.
Dead body.
No release date. I'm pretty sure that's all I can really think of from Sony. I mean, they showed off a few things for VR, but that was like the big hitters. If we forgot anything, guys, we'll probably get to it, or you can just comment. We're kind of wrapping up towards the end of the show. And you know what? The end of E3 is usually always signified by Nintendo. Nintendo, for the past few years, have never... They're not doing these conferences anymore. They just do their Nintendo Direct. So people who are at the E3 convention were sitting there on their phones, watching it, sitting outside the doors, because the Nintendo press conference went live before E3 itself opened. So it was kind of weird that instead of having a press conference at E3, it was literally a bunch of gamers and industry people standing in the lobby of the Los Angeles Convention Center watching the E3 thing on their phone. It was kind of a cool way to do it. But Nintendo had some cool things. They didn't announce some things people thought they would announce. Like, Sony didn't announce Bloodborne 2, which I'm pretty sure will be coming at PlayStation Expo.
So excited.
There was no Fallout 4 New Orleans, which I'm sure will happen next year, honestly.
It's going to be... Never mind. Go ahead.
It's okay. Nintendo. Nolans. Nintendo. you guys saw a lot of Nintendo stuff. Real quick, we're just going to go over like the big things they announced. Xenoblade Chronicles 2?
Uh-huh.
It's a JRPG, right?
Yeah, I've never played it.
I've never played it either.
It's almost action, but still turn-based.
I think in my write-up, I wrote that, it's about a kid, and he finds this new girl, and they're trying to go to her home planet, and you're running around in clouds. The interesting thing about this game, though, is that if you want it, but worse, you can get it on the 3DS. Because this is a giant open, like massive, watch the trailer for this game.
Mm-hmm.
Massively open, beautiful-looking game. It's supposed to have a 3DS port. I have no clue how that's going to work out. I have no clue. It's just going to be way worse. I'm sure if you like Xenoblade, you'll like this game. I'm not too into it, so that's... Oh, yeah, joke. what did the chicken say to the road to get to the other side? Metroid Prime 4.
That's all we know.
That's literally all I can tell you.
it says, in production now, end. And then it cuts to something else.
I literally have never touched a Metroid Prime game. I didn't even know that there were three.
You know, I think you'd enjoy it. Do you like first-person shooters?
Yeah.
It's like an exploratory first-person shooter.
Do you like Metroid games?
I like the style that is... Super Metroid.
Okay, well...
The idea of going to a location and then revisiting what you've gotten, new item or something like
so
that.
So, you know how Metroid is like, you have to jump over stuff.
Mm-hmm. Jump and shoot.
It's like Mega Man, except Adventure. Like, I think that's why I like mm-hmm. Metroid so much, mm-hmm. but...
Metroid Prime 4 is being made.
In Metroid Prime, like, you gotta do it the hard way in 3D.
Yeah.
And everything's terrible and awful and scary.
Metroid Prime will not be being... It's not being developed by Retro Studios, who did the first three, but it is being developed by the lead of that team, just with new developers. It could be both good and bad, considering that...
2 was awful and 3 was worse.
And the original Metroid came out on GameCube, which is like two systems ago, so I don't even know if those dudes working are still...
I think this is 3 systems ago.
Wait, if the last two were bad, then
no, Switch, two was okay. Wii, three was like. Wii. Meh.
I'm like, I'm not even counting.
It doesn't matter because you guys, yes, we're going even further back to the Game Boy Color. Game Boy Color, Metroid 2. We talked about this earlier in the year because someone had made a fan remake called Not Another Metroid 2 or Another Metroid 2 Remake.
Not Another Teen Movie.
Close. It's called Another Metroid 2 Remake. And then Nintendo was like, hey, stop that shit. Don't download that shit. And everyone's like, you guys always do this. Because and you never remake them yourselves. This time, they did. For 3DS, they will be remaking Metroid Prime. Or not Metroid Prime. Metroid 2 Return of Samus, I think.
Samus Returns!
Samus Returns. 3DS. I don't think there's a release date, is there?
Yes, there is. It's September.
Oh, really? That's awesome. Okay, I'm totally going to be playing that when I'm playing Pokemon Gold. Oh, God. This September and October are going to be crazy.
Oh.
Oh, you know
what? Man, how many games would you say are coming out in October?
Between like the second week of September and the first week of November, I would say there's over 30 games coming out, like 20 of which are AAA. Or not 20, but at least 10 or 12. A lot of stuff. They kind of teased a lot of stuff for 2018.
Yeah.
It's September 15th.
Motherfuck. There's going to be so many games, and they're all super huge games. Yoshi.
Get excited.
I am excited for Yoshi. Yoshi is kind of looks like a 2D thing, but it's like a diorama world, kind of like.
Dude, so like Yoshi's Island?
I was just going to say, I just want them to make another Yoshi's Island.
Yoshi's Story.
It's like Yoshi's Story with a little bit of 3D movement and a diorama feel that kind of reminds me of Woolly World. In the way that it was like very lighthearted. We all liked Yoshi's Island.
Everyone did.
But that's not coming out to 2018. There's a trailer.
Is it in the Nintendo Store?
Additionally.
Going to find out.
Don't forget, everybody's favorite vacuum.
Kerbrock.
Corby.
Corby. Corbo. We're just going to call you Corby by now. No. I hope you understand that your name is now Corby.
No, I like... No.
Okay, so Kirby... I think they're just calling it Kirby, or it's going to be Kirby some subtitle thing. Coming out in 2018. This looks like the Kirby game that we played on the Wii.
You know what I heard about this one?
That we played on the Wii.
Back when...
So the two games that I know of the Kirby games on the Wii...
Back when they had the house in Peeville. You play? Maybe that was just me and Rush.
Probably. I mean, I did. I played the yarn game, and I played the.
There was a four-player co-op game that was Kirby Return to Dreamland. I think. Yeah, it was Kirby Return to Dreamland, and it was just like what this game looks like. Super easy though, but it's four-player co-op. This new Kirby game will have four-player co-op. It looks like the old school Kirby you love.
You know, I heard though he takes his shoes off and throws it at his enemies.
No,
he takes over them.
No,
that's Mario.
That's with his Mario. Hat.
No, that's Mario. It's Kirby.
Kirby's going to be great, but once again, 2018. We're running low
Yoshi
on the jokes.
Yoshi takes his saddle off and throws it on somebody else and then just rides him around.
Here's
Slam, Dino Ride.
Mm-hmm.
Real quick, because we talked about Pokemon for a second here. Pokemon, they will announce they're making like an actual Pokemon game for the Switch. No release date, but they did have Pokken Tournament DX.
DX.
That's going to be launching in September. We talked about that. But also, in addition to the Pokemon stuff that we saw... there was also a tournament for Pokken Tournament,
mm-hmm.
And there's also an invitational for ARMS.
An ARMS Open Invitational, yes, this was fantastic.
Didn't something funny happen at this?
Yeah,
are you
I
saying
think
it's
so.
An Open ARMS Invitational?
Shut the fuck up, Kevin. Yeah, what happened at the ARMS Invitational?
Journey.
There was a really heated battle at the end between I forget the other guy's name, but the champion Zerk, he ended up winning out the whole championship, and then there was like the final boss approaches and the producer of ARMS comes out and he says, okay, now you're gonna fight me, and he just beats his ass.
You think you're pro? You ain't pro. Well, here's the thing, developers, they probably know, like, they're going to patch the game to get rid of all those balancing issues. But he was like, I'm going to leave this shit in. I bet you he was, like, looking at the code, and he was like, I'm going to give this move just, like, plus 400 damage and not tell anybody.
Well, they would have noticed, because they've been watching it for 3 hours at that point. And, like, the whole thing seemed pretty legit. At one point, he throws... he's playing as...
the one with the arms.
Min Min. The blonde shortcut chick, okay. she throws Master Mummy, the biggest character in the game, on a trampoline, and then does this rush move and does like 600 damage, rapid fire.
ARMS is going to be a game.
Blows them to hell.
It's already out. People are saying it's pretty good. Maybe we'll take a look at it.
I don't know. It looks stupid.
E3's got to wrap it up.
After watching that.
So is our coverage. Last thing we're going to talk about here.
Did I mention he beat his ass 6-0? Did not lose one match. No, I don't think he gave us
the official score. But yeah. So devs are pretty good at that game.
The dev was fantastic, yes. He did amazing.
Rocket League got announced.
For Switch.
And more importantly, it's going to have crossplay between PC and I think Xbox One.
Did we talk about crossplay? You want to talk about crossplay?
I think we're just going to do that all right here. So good all on right. Switch. At Microsoft's press conference with their 4K Minecraft, they talked about how it would now become completely cross-platform. One person missing from that. Can you guys guess who doesn't want to do cross-platform play?
It's Ubisoft.
They don't make a console. It's Sony.
It's Sony.
Oh.
Sony. Sony, once again, they denied Rocket League when Xbox wanted to do PC, Sony, PS4, and PC for their network. They're like, nah. And then here comes Minecraft people like, hey, we want to do cross-platform play. Everybody who owns Minecraft should be able to play with everybody who owns Minecraft, regardless of the system you own. And Sony was like, nah. And when they asked Sony why, they were all like, to protect the children. It's literally what they said.
That's so dumb. It's Minecraft.
You can't say you're protecting the children when Nintendo is in it. That's like, I can't even think of something that it's dumb. You guys, Sony, stop. You're not doing anything. You're not smart. You're not tricking anybody.
Sony, why?
It's literally because Sony. Their network is garbage. Like their network is that bad. I don't think it'll be able to hold up to balance everybody else's. But if it's Minecraft, they'll probably do something. I don't know how computers work. E3 was a year this year.
Stop all the downloading.
I'm a computer.
I'm a computer.
I don't know much about computers except for the one my mom got. She put a couple games on there.
Solitaire is fun. Chips Challenge? Ooh.
Hell nah, dog. With E3 was great. E3 was a time. And I hope you guys enjoyed our E3 coverage. Once again, I know it's very light on like content as far as like what we did. It's because there's so much news out there. The rest of the summer is going to get good, guys. We're going to have some fun in the sun. Maybe go play some Pokemon Go. It's a joke. Pokemon Go got an update.
Are you it did get not playing?
No, I'm not playing.
I'm playing.
Oh, I guess I'm the asshole then.
Yep.
I'm the asshole. All right, guys. It's been a great old time. If you want to reach out to us, like I said, Emozord, you specifically, sgc64mail@gmail.com with a comment, question, concern, or if you want to chat. Q&A. We should start a Q&A thing, but there you guys would have to actually give us questions. You can reach out to us on Twitter. The main Twitter is @SuperGameCast64. Mine is @SGC64. Matt.
I'm @GingerBeard_man, beer like the beverage.
I'm @TeacherMalio, completely underwater.
If you want, you can rate us on iTunes. As you saw at the beginning of this one, every person who rates us on iTunes, regardless of your rating, will receive the shout-out. Well, Review Robot 2K12 3000, I'll read it out on the air. And that's always great. If you want to check out some YouTube stuff, we have a YouTube channel. Just type in Super Gamecast 64. It's tons of fun. If you want to read any of my articles, because they're right, go to a90skid.com.
They are great. I like reading them.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate it. It's been a fun time. I kind of want to... Stay...
No. Why, Dan?
Why, Dan?
Dan, why?
I think that one... Oh, yeah, no. Kevin does have a game
plan. I got a thing, guys. Don't step on me.
Before we leave,
no step on Snack.
Before we leave, Kevin is going to give us a spicy game fact, as always, Kevin.
So, in 1986, long before
good year.
Any of us were born.
That was the year with Marty McFly.
1964?
1986.
Okay, 1986. Let him do his game fact.
1986, Nintendo released a special disc system peripheral for the Nintendo Entertainment System in Japan.
Yep.
Among the features that it came with were a microphone built into the controller, which certain games used.
Yeah.
Including Zelda, in which you could only destroy a certain enemy by yelling at your controller.
It's actually the same thing that happened to Takeshi's Challenge, where you had to yell at a random character with, like, microphones in the controller. That's actually a really good get. Look that up. Look up the Famicom mic controller stuff, because there's a lot of... Yeah. You're just, like, sitting there trying to figure out.
Just walk up to everything and yell at them.
I mean, that's where it came from. That's why I like screams.
As always.
Everyone's recorded screams.
As always. As we leave you with this delicious theme music, I want you guys to imagine yourself in a world completely underwater. Oh, and then before you go, also, Dan. Yeah, Dan.
Why?
Dan, why? Go check out Dan's show. He has a YouTube show. He just started it up. The Dan Showin'. Episode 1, Kingdom Hearts, Cool Kids, Cool Clothes, I think it is, or Cool Outfits. Definitely check that out if you want some YouTube stuff. But yeah, why, Dan? Is that the new tagline? We're just going to say
no,
why.
I like it, but why, you know, Dan? I'm particular.
No.
Until we decide a new one, as always, stick it to your mom.
Why, Dan?